yogic initiation of Thompson, but right now, her thread she's speaking on, I don't know what's going on.
Okay, so I'll explain that in a minute. So you've read some of Thompson's stuff, right?
Actually, I'm on the 10th grade right now, the curriculum.
Okay, that's good enough. Isn't Thompson saying that yogic initiation, yogic, some kind of enlightened kind of yoga, is the main thing in all culture?
Yes.
The main perfect culture.
Yes.
Yeah.
He does.
So, now, Ayn says that...
Well, I think he has a type of, like, old school ideas. And, for example, he talks about education connecting to the soul.
Yes.
Or, like, something higher.
Yeah. That's old school.
I mean, we will not...
We do not agree.
Anymore.
That's right.
He talks about yoga and gardening.
Yeah, see, I like Thompson because he does semi McLuhan, semi whatever algebraic, Galilean dynamical mentalities. He has these five mentalities, which is another way of saying medium or McLuhan's point. And he'll match it up with McLuhan. So I like the way he organizes. He shows a pattern, say, 10,000 years ago, all around the planet, all the different cultures are expressing a certain mentality, or McLuhan would say a medium. That's what's good about it. And it's not limited to just talking about sensory media like McLuhan. He brings in many cultural references. That's the educational part of Thompson.
Yes, and I also find it very interesting that his different grades correspond to the different periods in history, to the spiral of...
Wait, what you're saying is he's got the different grades, which relate to the child psychology development, to different phases of history, right?
Like, for example, he says the children in the kindergarten should... start like with the Neolithic, the caves and the sea.
Yes, they just should play. They should not be doing reading or computers or whatever other technology, abstract instruction. They should just walk in the park.
As the children grow up, they go with the history of humankind.
Yes, yeah, you like that. You like that parallel.
Yes.
Yeah. But, now, there's a famous statement by Ernst Haeckel, H-A-E-C-K-E-L, Ernst Haeckel, he says, ontogeny recapitulates phylogeny. Phylogeny is the species, ontogeny is the individual of the species. So Thompson is showing mentality / media evolution, cultural evolution, what he calls cultural ecology. That would be phylogeny paralleled to ontogeny, the development of the child in school. And, you know, he has this chart where he says the archetypal object in the riverine cultures, the archetypal object is the list. In the classical civilization phase, the archetypal object is the temple. In the algebraic, which is 1,000 years ago, the archetypal object is the esoteric code. That's a lot of the... Internet sites spend a lot of time doing BERT, trying to find the esoteric code to Freemason, Illuminati stuff. Even trying to find the code in what we're talking about this film, Secrets in Plain Sight. Trying to find the esoteric code. Scott Unscotto, whatever his name is, made the film. That is algebraic mentality. That is not what's happening today. See, that's where the Illuminati, that kind of knowledge is obsolete. So Thompson's really good for... putting that, positioning it into the algebraic mentality, say he has it from 900 AD to 1450 AD. Then he's got the Galilean dynamical mentality, which is modern science beginning with Kepler, Galileo, Newton, and Leibniz.
Yes.
So that's a new level. That's a new level of analysis beyond the esoteric code. And then you get the complex dynamical code of our time, the electric age, which is the tetrad, what I would call quadrophenia, the interplay of fractal dynamics and chaotic dynamics and tactile dynamics. That's complex dynamical mentality. That is the geometry that Thompson knew was more relevant than his buddy Keith Critchlow, who is a well-known writer on sacred geometry, hired by Prince Charles of the oligarchy of Buckingham Palace to set up a study of sacred geometry. You see, the monarchies, they can only stop at algebraic mentality because that's the peak of hierarchical civilizations, according to Thompson. After that, you get democracy with the printing press. So the symbolism becomes different. And that's what the occultists don't get. They're stuck back at the algebraic mentality, and if they get good enough at it, like Keith Critchlow, then they get hired by Prince Charles. Can you imagine fucking working for Prince Charles? What a fucking drag that would be. Jesus. And that stick in the mud, you know, making stupid little fucking Merkabas. Little, this triangle is merging with that triangle, the male-female principle. Whereas Thompson knows there's at least eight sexes right now. He says there are eight sexes, not two. So Thompson's on the right track, inspired by McLuhan, that there has to be a different kinds of geometry. And I think Ion is trying to point out that geometry, or is only saying the 4X formula is the only one from that esoteric code era that's worth paying attention to. So Ion's back. Let's see how he disagrees with what I just said. Go ahead, Ion. Say your piece.
I have no peace. We came back when you got in the Thompson ship. Look at your shitty shit. Shitty thing.
I brought him back by doing Thompson.
No,
that's
the
right.
The thing is, Irwin William Thompson stops in the Middle Kingdom. They don't, I mean, he talks about the soul. And
that's right. That's right. That's right.
Oh, I see. I've got, Ian says I get everybody stuck in the Middle Kingdom. Oh, that's how it happened. About a month ago, I started talking about Thompson. Everybody ran into Thompson. And,
okay,
Rocky called it Thompson is the Middle Kingdom. Everybody's stuck in Thompson. I apologize. Back to LaRouche. Or Croker. Where do you want to go? Croker?
Well, I don't know if their assholes have been stretched early enough for the LaRouche quadrant. The Queen likes her some ass now.
The Queen likes her some ass now? Did you say that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because that's what LaRouche is. The Queen's going to put something up your bum.
Middle Kingdom... what do we call it? Middle Kingdom rut.
Bum.
Explained.
Bum fuckery.
4:06 a.m. Okay.
At the end, all this history, it's the
yeah.
Veil of Shadows.
Oh, God. Please spare us from the Thompson quadratic quiffle. Quiffle. Quiffle.
What Roxy just said, that all this history is the shadows of the veil, right, Roxy? Is that what you just said?
Yes.
Yeah? What do you think of that statement?
No.
I am?
No, but it's not. It's clever, but it's not. It's what the shadow would entail. Not what it is. It's what it would entail.
You got that, Burke?
Yeah.
It's the inky, misty darkness in the shadow that she's describing.
Hmm. What are you describing?
We're talking about the position that puts you in the veil of shadows to start with. You pierce the time-space continuum, and that's great. But now you're on the upside-down part.
Oh, that's neat. Is that because you went through a parallel world?
We didn't. You all are stuck in the Middle Kingdom.
Yeah, and then we just went through to enter the upside-down.
That's where the Middle Kingdom is. It's upside down, topsy-turvy, as it were.
Hmm. Okay, Bert, do you have a question for Ion?
Hey, Bert, how's it hanging?
Hey, Ion, I want to talk about the obfuscation of chi you told me last week.
Okay, but you know what we're going to talk about sooner or later, but it's okay with us.
Okay,
we'll try to stay on top
of that.
But
okay,
just one thing. Well, that dermis, we'll deal with that later.
Is there a chemical formula responsible for the obfuscation of chi, Ion? Is there a chemical formula?
K68JAMB78. 329-8712 parentheses 2K8632, close parentheses, times CaCH02C34. 3 and the 4 is the little one. You know, it goes just after the 3, the 4, 3, 4. And a whole lot of C.
A whole lot of C. So carbon is the main driver then, you're saying, with that formula.
Dude.
The carbon,
dude.
Carbon is the main, okay.
Yeah, your elbow's better,
is carbon,
though. That's great.
Okay, is carbon, affecting the change in its circadian rhythm?
Yes. Yes. Well, there really is no circadian rhythm. The reason you need a circadian rhythm is when you're stuck in the middle kingdom. That's when you gotta be told when to go to bed and be told when to wake up. That circadian rhythm sets this premise. Well, if you went to bed when you were tired and got up when you were rested like Bob does, you might sleep 1 hour in the afternoon and be enough for all day.
Ion, this is new. You're talking about we're in the middle kingdom, because before you always said that the kingdom's emerging in the middle kingdom. So, is there,
They have. To the chagrin
that's what
of
you,
many.
That's
okay.
A good point, Bert.
So
Ion always said that the inner and outer kingdom would dissolve and we'd be stuck, then we'd be
right.
In the middle kingdom. That's all there is. Now he's saying we're stuck there. So this is an example
right.
of old patterns obsolete, Bert.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, good.
So Ion, is there
Pursue it, Bert.
I am, Bob.
Hold on. Let's just answer the question. It might save you a lot of distraction. The River Jordan separates where you are now with Canaan, the Promised Land. The Promised Land is a different plane, mainly on the grain, that's not this side of the Jordan River. Do you agree?
Yes. Okay, I remember you had a discourse with Brian regarding the Jordan River, and it had something to do, I forgot what element it was.
Your elocution is beautiful tonight. What have you been doing? You sound good. What's up?
You know what it's up,
then you
Ion.
Say, then
you know
you say,
up.
Like you're talking like Bob, you know, it's so funny.
You stop trying to distract Bert, Ion. Stop it.
Ion.
You had to go get the big guns. You had to go get the big guns. You
can't
take it like a man. You had to go get the big guns.
Coming at you.
Oh, come on.
Coming at
you. I like it. We like it.
Ion, the River Jordan, if I remember, the River Jordan, you talked with Brian about that. It had some, I don't know, it was hydrogen or magnesium. There's some element that's, What element? It was hydrogen. Is that correct? That the increase in hydrogen is represented in the River Jordan. So you're saying that. So is that a representation that what you're saying is that hydrogen is changing then, and that's why we're upside down.
Well,
because
yeah.
Okay.
Good.
Okay, just a minute, Bert. So, Roxy, Roxy, what you're talking about, is any relevance to what Bert's saying? Do you see any overlap?
Yes, because we're trying to cross the river to get out of the Middle Kingdom.
Oh, okay, all right, that's good.
It's Golan Heights. Reeve Gosh, from the mouth of the Dead Sea. The Israel and the West Bank all border the river to the west. The Golan Heights and Jordan are to its east. We've been talking about that to death. And we
okay, Bert, so now we're going to get the symbolism of Jerusalem. Or of Israel.
No, we're not. No, we're not.
What about the dogs
just on,
at the Hiram
They're just
west
on the west side. They're on the west side. They're on the west side.
Why are you bringing it up?
Because we've been talking about the Reeve Gosh since Itch, before there was even Scratch.
What's
we've been
the
talking
Reeve
about
Gosh,
the Jordan
the left
River.
Bank?
Yes, and it's
so the, you're not you're the, you're relating the left bank of Paris to the left bank of the Jordan River.
When, the West Bank is on the west. the Golan Heights and the Jordan lies to the east. So you're trying to get to the west, which would be the Rive Gauche.
That means left. That means left bank, right? Which is a term for Paris.
Now, does it mean Paris? It means that bank of the two banks of that fucking river.
You don't have to swear, Aya. This is a family show.
Oh no, it's not fun. It's a kid. It's a kid show. It's a kid show.
It's a kid show.
Right. It's a kid show. We don't use
that's
some
right,
good words. They won't listen. They won't listen long.
Unless you swear. Okay, back to you, Bert.
Okay, so Ion.
William
so,
Francis Lynch.
William Francis Lynch.
We've heard that
and
name before.
That, is that the person that's related to this, the River Jordan? Or what does Mr. Lynch have to do with the River Jordan, Ion?
Much. Norfolk, Virginia.
Oh. Norfolk, Virginia. Got me on that. So is the left bank you were saying that's not related to France. That is actually the left bank of the River Jordan. So now you're saying that this
perfectly he most perfectly laid out the Bob's triangulation method.
Hmm. Did he publish this? Did he publish that?
In 1847. Narrative of the United States expedition of the River Jordan and the Dead Sea.
Well, there's your homework, Rocky.
How clever of you. How clever of you. How clever of you to put that together.
We didn't do nothing. You're the ones led us down this garden path.
We're talking about Bert's genitalia now. We're not talking about that.
Bert's erection.
Now.
We've been using Bert's penis for dowsing.
Okay. No, no.
Found
no,
William Lynch.
Is it dowsing? What?
Yeah, it's oh, dowsing. That's what you're talking about.
John,
is it dowsing? I screwing somebody.
John,
he goes, is this dowsing?
John Young Mason. What?
Okay. Ion, if the heart,
that
if the heart has
to do with
if the heart works with magnesium, do the genitalia have more hydrogen?
Less hydrogen, darling, less.
Less hydrogen. So the genitalia has less hydrogen and the heart works with magnesium.
Do. And if you don't have the right amount of magnesium, you'll have too much calcification.
Right.
You say right like you know everything, so won't you tell us?
I don't know enough, and I'm agreeing with you because I've heard you reference that and also Dr. Dean referenced that.
We adore some Dr. Dean. You better know that. Mm-hmm.
Ion, I want to switch the track a little bit, but it may be related to the River Jordan. You said, like, in April, you said that the when the oxygen leaves, that the two double bonds would shift. That shift in the bonds, is it going to become more compact? Or is there some other, like a directional shift with the bonds?
Well, you're going to have to get past Martin Van Buren first.
Martin Van Buren.
Yeah, there's an octad. Bob does the octads.
Martin Van Buren.
Hey, you know Bert, he's right. I've done a lot of Martin Van Buren. He's a president, 1830s or so. President of the United States.
He was the eighth president.
Right. And about 30, 40 years ago, McLuhan wrote an essay near the end of his life, and he talks about the Martin Buren administration. I go, why Martin Van Buren? Why is he talking about that? So I looked into him, and that didn't lead anywhere. But eventually, through the years, reading LaRouche and that, Martin Van Buren was a pretty fucked up guy, or he caused a problem that led into the Indian Wars with Jackson, I think it is, Andrew Jackson's 30s. So Buren is an interesting transitional point that McLuhan was talking about. So Ion is correct to say what absurd thing he said about him in relation to Bob approximating an interest in Buren. Okay?
Priest Doyle party.
Right, and it sounds like that's around the time of William Lynch. Would Lynch have written his stuff at the time of Buren's administration?
That's the second party system, which was then the new second party system just after that.
So what's going to happen, Bert, is that we got this new topic. Roxy's going to find out how it's in the fucking castles, and King Frank I was already on the Martin Van Buren 300 years before.
Right. And it's what made Leopold the man he is today.
The man he is today, the nuisance he is today. Leopold.
I'm Bob the scientist that he is today.
Yeah, it makes Bob the scientist he is today. That's right. Yeah. Well said.
No, but it's really amazing.
Okay, can we talk about your shoulder now?
Listen.
All these people, maybe without knowing, were working for the big plan of Moses and Ossan.
Yes.
When one is aware of that, it's like, wow, we're part of this.
Well, the thing is I think I get from Ion that Moses and Ossan are still working on it. They haven't finished, and they are not in the past. This Egypt stuff is right now. That's why these designs in the cities are happening. The people involved with Egypt are still doing stuff right now.
Yes, and that will explain all the anomalies that once is modern technology, like laser cuts and perfect measurements and all this in the ruins of Egypt.
Okay, you started to say you see modern technology and then you see it in Egypt.
Yes, like, for example, there is things made out of granite.
Yeah.
It's a very, very hard stone. And the cut is perfect.
Yeah. How do they make the cut?
Also, like in the king chamber, the thing they say is a sarcophage.
Carcophagus. McLuhan talked about that. The carcophagus.
The angles are perfect, 90 degrees angles, and it's made of granite. So it's like impossible. How did they make that with all technology?
So, Ion, do they have the laser stuff? Because they're in eternity and they have everything we're going to develop. They already got it working for them. Correct,
well,
Ion?
They've always had it. That's not new.
That's what I just said. I said the same thing as I am, Bert, right there. They've always had it. Okay, Bert, you come in with your theme, which is your shoulders.
I want to talk about
your shoulders.
Okay, Ion, is there something particular about my shoulders this week?
You're Carol laughing in the background?
Go right to the point. Ion, is there something with my shoulders this week? Is it related to the new technology?
We really don't want to talk about you.
Okay.
What a tease.
Yeah.
Well, whose shoulders did you want to talk about, Ion?
Nobody.
I'm using all my strength to get out of this hole. I hit a wall. I thought that I would hurt myself. Oh, I was sure your words would leave me unconscious.
It's a song. Sounds like. Is that a song, Ion?
Or I'd be lying cold, lifeless. But I hit a wall. I hit them all. Watch the fall. You're just another brick, and I'm a sledgehammer. You're just another brick, and I'm a sledgehammer. Yeah, I hit a wall. I prayed that I would make it through. I can't survive a life that's without you, yeah. And I'll rise up from the ashes now. Oh, the sparrow flies with just the crumbs of loving spilled. Yeah. I was bracing for the pain, and then I let it go. I gathered all my strength. I found myself whole.
Whose lyrics are these? Did we already play the song?
I hit a wall. I thought that I would hurt myself. It's Rihanna.
It's Rihanna.
Hammer.
Rihanna.
Oh, I was
How do you
sure
know that, Bert? Is this a major? Is
concert.
This a major song?
No, I just Googled some of the text that I just said.
And on the floor, I'd be lying cold, lifeless.
Okay.
But I hit
lyrics.
A wall. I hit them all. Watch the ball.
What song is it, Bert?
You're
called
just
Sledgehammer.
Another brick, and I'm a sledgehammer.
Sledgehammer.
Just another brick, and I'm a sledgehammer.
Nice.
You're just
Brian,
another brick,
is this a reference?
And I'm a sledgehammer.
Is this a reference to get us to the other side of River Jordan?
You're just another brick, and I'm a sledgehammer.
Ian, is this another clue to get us to the other side of the River Jordan to get out of the Middle Kingdom? The sledgehammer
thing? Computer says yes.
Okay. Is it a particular
what is
reference
Ian saying
to
yes to, Bert? Would you just say that,
I asked Ian if this song... Sledgehammer is a clue to get us to the other side of River Jordan, out of the Middle Kingdom. Nixon, yes. Is there a particular text in this song that's a clue, or is the entire song I am?
I love it.
You referenced the... Say again? Sorry, didn't hear it. All of it?
I love it. Nate Bob saying it's in his inbox.
Bob.
What are the other walls we have to tear down?
Galatia.
Hey, Bert, Ian knew that I was... eating chicken and had grease all over my hands. And as as soon as I do that, he wants me to pick up the phone. He waits till I get where I can't touch the phone. He waits. He's just spying, monitoring me. It's like the end of the Blues Brothers or that movie by Quentin Tarantino where everybody's like got their gun on each other. That's how it ends. Police, the criminals.
Yeah.
What?
I think it's called River Dogs or that in Tarantino with everybody.
Reservoir Dogs. Yes, Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah.
Well, that's the way it is.
No,
with me and I. We both have a gun on each other.
Slumdog Millionaire.
Yeah, that's right. The Slumdog Millionaire. Yeah. Okay, so Roxy, did you say something there relevant?
No, just what are the wolves? The other walls we have to tear down.
The other walls we have to tear down.
Okay. The Conjurer Sacrifice, the Jericho Wall, the wall between the United States and Mexico, and the rest of the Berlin Wall when they build it back, and the Great Wall of China, which we like that one. It's got porcelain. It's good.
Okay, I've brought up Rihanna, so we will listen to her for a second or two. See if Ian will let it come through. yes. What? I gotta make sure all sound
blurp,
volume.
Blurp. Blurp.
Soundscape.
Yummy.
Yeah, that wasn't a bad song, was it, Bert? That was pretty good.
Yes. Not bad.
Okay. You got a couple here, like Roseanne. You got a question for Ion, Roseanne?
Hi, Ion. Hi, Bob.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, honey.
How are you?
No, we don't have those qualities. We don't know what we're.
We are effort.
How are we?
We
compared
are
to what?
We are effervescent.
Sorry. Hey, my sister works at a Montessori school, and she looked. I asked her to look for the Bernstein Bears books because she told me that, oh, yeah, the children, we read that all the time. They're all over the place. So I said, well, go see if you can find the books. Because what Barbara said about a month ago, that the wording, the name has changed from Bernstein to Bernstein.
The Berenstein. Berenstein.
Berenstein. Well, she went to go look for the books, as she said that the school had a whole lot of them. They always read them. She couldn't find one book.
There it is.
Does that mean that they're disappearing, the old ones, into the
gone.
New?
Gone. Nothing you could do. There was nothing you could do. Oh, yeah, Trump was quoting us. He was quoting, we said that 2 weeks ago, and that's his old quote now. There's nothing you could do.
Yeah, you say that a lot. Nothing you could do. I don't know what he's referring to, because he said you're going to do a lot.
They're gone. The books are gone. They're gone. They're gone. Nothing you could do.
They are gone. That's crazy. Where'd they go?
Hey, Roseanne, they were in the library? School book library?
Well, yeah. I mean, she's been at this school for 15 years, and, you know, these are very young children. And she said, oh, yeah, all the teachers have these books. They read to them. You know, they're floating around. I go, well, just go find one of the books for me and then tell me what the book says, how it's spelled. And she wants to go look for it. She goes, I can't find one book. That's the strangest thing ever. We always have these books. She couldn't find one.
So, Ion, did Ion notice they were gone and then drew our attention to it, or did Ion disappear them? Or did you do both, Ion?
Yeah, what's
maybe.
Maybe. Yeah, he doesn't want to implicate. He doesn't want to get Bert in trouble. Because Bert's going to take the shit. If I get in fucking, well, whatever, J. Edgar Hoover comes after me, fucking Bert's going to be the guy I'm nailing. I'm turning the evidence on Bert. Switzerland, he's a Swiss gnome. He works for the Swiss bankers. It's obviously he's fucking the guy behind all this. The big buck. He goes back to the Nissim de Commando family. That's a new name I got to throw around. Bert, agent for the Ottoman Empire, disguised as a programmer in a little office in Switzerland.
So, Ian, does lunges going to help? Oh my gosh, are they going to help better than doing running to build up the thighs that you were telling Chad?
Maybe.
For him or for me?
For him.
Not for me?
No, you make the cut, Roseanne. Not for you. You're going to have to ask all over again. What are these things for your thighs, Bert? Something for your thigh? Am I hearing this correctly?
Lunges. It's for Chad.
Yes, lunges. For Chad.
Lundy.
Yeah. I gave class for Chad.
Yeah, lunges.
Lunge.
Oh, you do lunges, exercise. Okay.
Yes.
So Chad runs.
You should
away.
do more yoga.
Who, me?
Yeah, head for the Thompson Quadrant. Go to the Thompson Quadrant. Do more yoga.
Oh, God. Shoot yourself in the head. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Do some cat dogs. Do some cat dogs and do some downward facing dog and do some, wait. Yeah, and do some good, hard stretching. It's good for you.
Yeah, you're right. I stopped doing that.
And the cobra. More cobra.
Oh, well.
You recognize these terms, Carol?
I used to do all that. And then I kind of went away from it. Okay.
You recognize those terms, Roseanne. Cobra.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now, did you stop doing it because Ian told you it wasn't going to do anything about 4 years ago? Yeah.
He said that yogi stuff isn't any good. So.
Yeah, but you let yourself go to tricky. you let yourself go to Jell-O. We gotta get you back now.
You're right. So how do I do that? I'm trying the more protein.
You thread the needle. I have a needle.
The what?
Roseanne thought that the protein answer, she's listened long enough to know protein's the answer to everything. And then I had said she used it, and I said, no, thread the needle. She goes, what? Thread the needle? Talking about mind fuckery.
I have a needle.
Mark this down, Bob. This is new.
Yes. Mind, what is it? Thread the needle?
What is that?
Carolyn says it's a yoga posture.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Thread the needle, Carolyn. And I was basically right all along. That was
about what? About what?
Doing yoga. I always did yoga. Then he says stop, so I stopped.
Yeah, and so you were not right then. You had to get out of it for a while. Then things changed. Now he's telling you to get back into it. See, there's no right or wrong, just that you weren't keeping up with the shifts. You were doing yoga too much.
I was. I actually had to stop doing it. I was doing too much.
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting. So with that yoga shift ion, would that help shift my life and out of this life I am?
No, none of that. Not your life has nothing to do with anything you do. See? Don't make the connection.
Oh.
Am I right, Ion? Am I on the right path there?
Kind of.
Is that good advice, Ion? Come on, Ion.
Come on, Ion. Don't give up.
Come on, Ion. We're not just ignoring you. Just because we didn't let you dominate the microphone doesn't mean you have to have hurt feelings.
I didn't have the unique questions.
Yeah, I got bored of your questions. So bored.
I haven't been on for months, but I already bored him.
Yeah, you haven't been on in years, so you've lost practice. You're out of shape.
I know. I'm surprised you even let me on, Bob. It was scary.
Yeah, well, you don't qualify, but we're straight in the barrel here. There's not many people here, so now they're here. Now they've flooded in. Once Roseanne, they said, if fucking Roseanne can get on, and I can get on, so now they're all calling in.
Nothing you can do. Bob will let Roseanne on. Anybody can get on. Nothing. There was nothing you could do, Roseanne. Nothing you could do.
I am quoting Trump.
Quoting Trump.
Right. Okay, well, let's see what Susanna has to add. Go ahead, Susanna. Oh, Susanna just hung up. I don't know what that's about.
Well,
back to you, Roseanne.
There it is.
Back to Roseanne.
We interrupted Bert. What?
Let's go, Bert. Back to Roseanne.
Yeah, Bert. Back to your topics, Bert. Forward to your topic.
Okay. Ion, you told me earlier about the circadian rhythm is no circadian rhythm. So with, like you said, that Bob goes to sleep when he's tired and he wakes up. So that's a sign of no circadian rhythm?
Well, he doesn't sleep, so yes.
How can you not sleep?
He's right here asking. You'll watch it.
I go to parallel worlds. I go to parallel worlds, you know that. We all do. That's how I understand what I am saying.
So is this...
How do you get rested, Bob? How do you get rested? How is that possible?
I do get rested.
He doesn't rest.
I lay down, then I'm aware, and it's 3 hours later, 3.5 hours later, and I'm all fresh.
Crazy.
That's the way it goes. Then I go for almost 24 hours. Then I lay down, 3.5 hours later, no dreams, nothing. The next instant, I'm fresh.
Wow. Is that a way to cross the River Jordan?
And he's sometimes cheeky when he's being fresh.
Yeah, cheeky.
So, Ion, why did that person come into my life today?
Mm-mm. Did what come into your life, Roseanne?
there's a new person that just kind of stepped into my life today.
We told you they were coming. You asked, and we told you, and they showed up, and now you're surprised? Oh, there you go. Good, good, good. Boy, how observant of you there, darling.
Yeah, but you didn't tell me specifically, right? You're just saying in general.
Yes, we told you very... Oh, there's recording.
All's recorded, Bert. Don't fuck with us, Bert. All is recorded.
That's true.
Okay, next question, Bert. Bert, should I bring Gene in? Should we bring Gene in?
We got to take care. We got to take care. We got to take care of his quads. His quads are in trouble.
Bert's quads.
His quads are
okay.
in trouble. Okay, so
you're still, crying with your flexor. Your flexor, your meniscus is still messing up with your flexors.
Okay, Ion, that's on the opposite side with my meniscus problem. My meniscus problem is fine, but
and your
what
knee,
you're bringing
it's
up is
better, but it's the quad. It's what it's attached to. Yeah. Upside down, Middle Kingdom, upside down, veil of darkness, of shadows.
Wow. So you're telling me it's my other knee then?
Behind it, yeah.
Damn. Okay. Gotcha.
But you're overcompensating. And that's what we told you. And you know everything. So it's okay with us.
No, I don't. No, I don't.
That's good. Yeah, you should. By now we've told you everything. Now the only thing we have to talk about is your meat sack. Yeah. Did you want your ephemeral arteries to poke out of your belly? Did you decide against that, we think?
Yeah, I decided against that. Is Bob's way of refreshing, is that a means to crossing the River Jordan?
No. Well, yeah, it will cross you, but he wants to go under the River Jordan. He doesn't want to go over it.
Bob wants to go under the River Jordan. Is that a way to get out of the Middle Kingdom?
Well, it hasn't worked for him so far. It hasn't worked for him so far. It may. You know, if at first you don't succeed, keep on sucking till you do succeed.
Okay.
I just unmuted somebody, got their hand up. Who's that? Hear that? Mute? Unmute?
It's me, Jermaine.
Oh,
it's Jermaine.
Want to say something, Jermaine? Go ahead.
We won't tell him about that cartography stuff. We won't tell him. No, we won't tell him. It's okay. You can talk. It's good.
Okay, cool. Well, I had a question. I was watching Gods of Egypt, and they were in the movie it said, well, Anubis is in charge of the ninth gate, and that the ninth gate is a kingdom, that it's the last kingdom. So... that's my question for you, Ion. Is it a kingdom, the ninth gate?
Yes.
And is there, so there's nine kingdoms? Is that the last one? Or is there more than nine kingdoms?
You can't count. You got to confuse now. Don't mess up Set and Horus. They're different.
Horus and Anubis, they're different?
No, Set.
Oh, Set.
Yes.
Hey, John, is that you from, is that you, just a minute, Jermaine, is that you calling from Dallas, John?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay, we're just going to take a break. I don't know John very well, but we became Facebook acquaintances. I don't know if he knows anything about Ion, but Ion can answer anything, John, and you have lots of interests. What would you like to ask about?
What do you think of the candidates in the presidential election this year, 2016 presidential election?
Well, Ion said a lot about it.
We think President Trump is going to be a great president.
What about Hillary? Don't you think Hillary could just be backflipped and just get elected?
Well... we don't know, but if she lives, we'll send roses.
See, Ian, well, we can't say that publicly, but John, what did you just say about Hillary? I didn't get your words.
Oh, Hillary, I think she'd be a great president because she's very familiar with foreign policies. Trump doesn't know too much about foreign policies.
No, she's still working on. No, she's still working on emails. She's still working on emails.
Well, I thought they got rid of the server and got rid of all the evidence, and then Loretta Lynch decided that she wasn't going to proceed with any kind of criminal indictments or anything like that.
Well, why should she? Why would she?
But they're all together. Like Hillary is like friends with Bill, and Bill's friends with Barack, and Barack is friends with Loretta Lynch.
Bill Clinton put Loretta Lynch in the prosecutor's office originally. That's how she got hired.
Of course, but that's all good because all those people have to work together to build a career. That's how you get ahead, right? You know, you build like positive relationships with people that you trust.
You have to love them up to get ahead. You get up a little erection, and then you gotta sort of coax them into it. And then you get a little head going on. And then sometimes you have to blow the suds off, but you can get a little head if you want to.
But they're destroying like Trump right now. They're like just basically making a total fool out of them with respect to how essentially coerced making all those
mistakes. It's so much fun. It's so wonderful, and they're still voting for him. It's the funniest thing ever, because no one is actually voting for Trump. Who in the right mind would vote for Trump? They're voting against everything else. The Democratic Committee's pulling their money from him. He's like, I'm bringing all the damn money to the Democrats. Wait, Republicans. No, we're Democrats. No, blue. Let's see, one is blue and one is red. No, it's red. No, it's blue. Oh, wait, it's a red tie. Is it the jackasses are red and the elephants are blue, or it was the other way? I think they changed. We don't know.
I'd like to see Texas calling more blue, though.
But anyway, the short version is he's running from an anti-oligarch establishment. What that means is that he is saying out loud everything that no one in the PC world says you can say. He doesn't give a fuck about any of it. He's just calling it like he sees it. And that's refreshing because many, everybody is sick of what's going on right now. They're just done. They're just done. And they don't care what it said. You can say anything. You can say whatever you want to. And no one ever says, well, hell yeah, hell yeah. Because they're just done with it. They're done. They're done with this crap. And it's the next lie, the next tale, and the next, he says a bad word, and we're going to destroy you and kill you, and then we're going to put you on the committee, and let you tell us what a good American we are to let them kill your son, and then something. And it just kind of gets to be mindless after about a second. But it's all fun. CNN is making a killing.
To win Ohio, still. Did you know that? They're waiting for Romney to win Ohio. This is what Barack Obama is tweeting right now.
That'd be wonderful.
So, John, you get
Maybe Romney can send in Hillary's taxes, too. It'd be great.
I am supposed to send in his tax returns. We're still waiting to see them. We're still waiting to see Donald Trump's tax returns. He hasn't produced anything yet.
Well, knowing him, he probably hadn't filed any.
Well, he's got, like, booty tax returns because of his net worth is based on speculation.
See, John, you're following the facts too closely. Ian has been saying, he told me 4 years ago to look into Trump. I never followed him. I didn't care about Trump. But then Ian was one of the first to say Trump would become president. He was saying like 6 months, a year ago or something. So Ian's main point is that people are voting on this emotion or this perspective that fuck the establishment. I don't give a fuck who they present. We're not voting them in. And Trump hijacked that role. He's the outsider. And so it doesn't matter about his tax returns or whether he killed somebody or where they used a fake PR guy. That I've been saying for months now that it actually helps Trump. So you're concerned about this week's issue. Go ahead.
We see in November, because a lot of what the future will tell will be essentially what comes out of the Supreme Court concerning all those court cases that were filed by Texas leading the charge against the Obama administration. And that would be concerning the Bush election, the Al Gore Bush election of 2000, when the Supreme Court intervened on a 4-5 decision to give Bush the benefit of that particular election. And since then, they've been using the judicial system to block individuals from actually participating in general elections and national elections in the U.S. And all of that stuff was kind of pretty much on hold until November.
Yeah, but see, you're thinking that these details are what's informing the people. The people aren't interested in being informed. They've made their mind up a year ago, 6 months ago, and they're going to vote that way. They're going
to
vote for Trump.
If they can get access to the election, though. They may not get access to the election because of what's actually happening with the voter ID, the Voter Rights Act of 2013.
Oh, okay. Let's ask Ian. Did you see some meddling at the vote on voting day? So a lot of the Trump people don't get access
to. There's been no dead people have been voting for years, and that's what's going on. A blitzkrieg. It's fine. Check the cemeteries. They're on the rolls. They vote all the time. You can get a rich man. You get a rich man to vote like that, you'd have Hillary forever.
So that's not going to be a factor.
It doesn't matter, Bob. It doesn't matter. I mean, it doesn't matter.
That's right. Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm telling them translating what you're saying. You're saying that it's a done deal. They cannot stop the mass preference for Trump.
Well,
no, let's get in. Ian, is that what you're saying? The establishment cannot stop the mass preference for Trump.
That's correct.
There you have it, John. You don't have to think about anything ever again about this election. Unless Ian's wrong, and we get a different result in November.
Well, let's see what happens, right? But that's what they're saying. They're saying that by November, they will have these cases cleared up. And as a result, it will permit people to actually participate in these elections, or they will continue to block people, right, from participating in these elections.
Hold on. You've got to do the math. You're not doing your math right. You've got to do the Rust Belt Brexit. They're gone. They're out.
Well,
that's done. It's over. Then you've got all the way from Green Bay all the way through. It's over. Then you got the last stand of the angry white man. That's running for 240 years. It's just now come to the end. So your Title IX is over. Then you got Hillary Rotten Clinton. That's a problem, and to deal with that for the whole crap of all this other stuff that she's getting blamed for everything in the world, sun and moon and stars. Then you got the repressed Sanders vote that aren't going to vote for Clinton if she was on fire. Then you got you got the Jesse Ventura effect.
Okay. Can you explain to us what this Jesse Ventura effect is?
You can't discount the electorate's ability of mischievous and underestimating that many millions fancy themselves as closet anarchists. They drew the curtain all along that voting booth, all in a few places of that society where no security cameras, no listening devices, no spouses, no kids, no bosses, no cops, not even a freaking time limit. You can take as long as you need. There's no one that can make you do anything. You can push the button, go to straight party line, you can write Mickey Mouse or Donald fucking Duck. There's no rules. You can do anything you want to, just like the upset apple cart, and make mommy and daddy mad. Same way you're standing on the edge of Niagara Falls, your mind wonders for a moment what it would feel like to go over the thing. A lot of people are going to love being in a position of puppet master and plunking down for Trump just to see what it might look like. Remember back in the 1990s when the people of Minnesota elected a professional fucking wrestler for governor?
They didn't think it was because they're stupid or they thought Jesse Ventura was some sort of statesman or political intellectual. They did it just because it's Minnesota, one of the smartest states in the country, and he's also filled with people who have dark sense of humor. Voting for Ventura was like a version of a good practical joke. A sick political system. It's going to happen again with Trump.
I see in the political polls like that, the new Indiana general election, Clinton is 44% tied with Trump 44%.
Clinton hasn't even released his evidence against Hillary yet. He's still gabbing. He's still making fun. Yes, I hate all the nigger-loving Jews. I hate them all because they're niggers and they're loving Jews. I hate them. And he says that, and people go, you can't say that. And you go, yeah, well, I said it. That's what I meant, too. And, yeah, you'll see. Yeah, you'll see. And that's what he doesn't care. It's all good. He hasn't even released that information yet.
On the radio right now, talking about the election with Bob Dobbs. How you doing, Bob?
I'm doing great, John. And tell them you're talking to Ion, non-physical. Ion is not a human being.
Oh, I know. He's like a spaghetti monster guy.
The what?
He's a spaghetti monster.
The gay monster, that's right. I had the gay monster. I had, you like that?
Well, it worked for Lady Gaga, and we helped Stephanie, so might as well.
Are you still with us, Bert? You can stay on the line, John. Listen to the many other topics.